Gilgamesh and Enkidu returned to Uruk and were received as heroes. Their fame reached not only all cities of Sumer, but the realm of the gods too, where deities were impressed with Gilgamesh's courage and accomplishment. Among them, goddess Ishtar had set her eyes on him. All gods were worshipped in Uruk, but her cult was of much importance in the city, where her biggest and wealthiest temple in the world stood. Ishtar was a patron goddess of Uruk, and she could not ignore the city's king. It had not escaped to her that Gilgamesh was young, good-looking and vigorous, and she was the goddess of love, of beauty, and also of sexual pleasures, which she now had decided to seek with him. And so she appeared to the king and tried to seduce him. But Gilgamesh knew that Ishtar was not all love and sweetness. She had mistreated several of her previous lovers, among them a past king of Uruk. Under her heavenly beauty and the charm that emanated from her body, she also had a cold heart and liked to dominate. And so he had the audacity to reject her advances, which put the goddess in a state of rage. Her perfect face turned to a mask of wrath, and she promised to take revenge for this outrage.